Senator Claire McCaskill says the first time she visited Iraq to look into how the Defense Department contracted for goods and services, she was stunned by the sloppy practices, the waste, and the fraud. The Missouri Democratic senator says she didn't anticipate just how bad the situation was. She is also the chair of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on Contracting. 3 years after she first went to Iraq, the Wartime Contracting Commission's final report displays the extent of the problem, and Senator McCaskill says she thinks the commission's estimate that $30 billion has been wasted in Iraq is conservative.
I think that there have been so many mistakes made, and I'm hoping that this report is going to allow a platform for continued looks at contracting in contingencies. And I certainly, as a chairman of the Subcommittee on Contracting Oversight, intend to go at this as hard as I know how. The Defense Department, the State Department, USAID, they all need to have the kind of oversight so they realize, particularly in this budget climate, we cannot waste this kind of money under the umbrella of contracting practices.
Senator McCaskill says the two biggest areas in need of change are more acquisition workers and a major culture change across the DOD. As for the acquisition workforce, Senator McCaskill says the $31 billion in waste, fraud, and abuse should be a wake-up call for Congress to realize the need for better training and more workers.
I think the dirty little secret that has now been exposed, and that fact this goes government-wide, not just in wartime contracting, is that if you don't have the personnel that work for the federal government, rather than increase the personnel and the costs associated with that, go out and contract. And this has occurred to a large extent in the Department of Homeland Security. It's occurred in a number of places. So, and we've been doing that while we have not been, we've hollowed out our acquisition personnel. We have to make the investment in government employees that know how to police this. And we, frankly, have dropped the ball on that in that regard.
She says DOD also needs to change how it views contracting oversight. Senator McCaskill says DOD hasn't embraced the need for better management of contracts.
We have wartime colleges. We have all kinds of training for our military. But when I went to Iraq, the guy that was in charge of overseeing the contracts in the unit was the low guy in the totem pole that was handed a clipboard. They need to decide if they are going to embrace, and by the way, the attitude too many times in the military has been, I want what I want when I want it. And instead of, I want what I want when I need it, and I've got to prepare for that to make sure that we get a value for what we're buying. I mean, I've had generals say to me in theater, I didn't care what it cost. I wanted three kinds of ice cream in the mess hall yesterday. It is reconciling the immediate needs of the military mission with the long-term dollar cost averaging and benefit to the mission and whether or not the taxpayers are getting any value. And that's a cultural thing. That's not personnel. That's cultural.
That's Senator Claire McCaskill. She says both the defense authorization and defense appropriations bills could include provisions addressing the wartime commission's recommendations.